One of the most popular rappers in the country right now is 25 and goes by the name Lil Baby. His songs have been streamed billions of times. His most recent album spent weeks at number one. Been over, then I'm murking. Here's the crazy thing. 4 years ago, Lil Baby was in prison, he had no professional music experience, and he had no idea that in a few years, he'd be famous. Can you walk around Atlanta at this point and not be recognized, or does everyone in your hometown know who you are?
Everyone, everywhere I go, knows who I am. Atlanta or anywhere I go around the world.
Lil Baby grew up poor. He was a generous kid with a single mom. He sold drugs in part to help her pay the bills. And he loved music. And he loved words.
So when I was younger, I used to dissect music. Like, I used to know every song word for word. Like, that was like one of my goals, to just know this song from front to back.
Sometimes he would change the words in the song to make them about him.
So I didn't really like make a rap, but I just like music so much, I start putting it into my life. So I'll take someone else's song and like make it for me.
Later, when he went to jail and didn't have access to music, he'd ask his friends to play him songs over the phone. And you know how in prison you can get letters? He told one friend, "Don't worry about sending letters. Just send me lyrics."
When you open your mail and there are song lyrics there, what are you feeling?
I feel like I can hear the song.
But Lil Baby, whose given name is Dominique Jones, did not think that rapping for a living would ever be an option. So as a teenager, he started dealing drugs.
No other choice, in a sense. I ain't gonna say a only choice, but one of the better choices that I had. I knew it wasn't the right thing to do, but it's kind of, I thought, was the way to go.
Of course, it caught up with him. And after stints in jail, he was sentenced to prison. He served about 2 years on weapons and drug charges, surrounded by older men, some of them who were in for violent crimes.
And not so unfortunate, so many people from Atlanta are in those situations that I actually seen people that I knew. A family member, 2-3 people that are actually from my neighborhood, people I went to school with. So it was almost like I kind of knew the people who was there already.
Do you think the criminal justice system treated you fairly?
It's not about a point of the criminal justice system treating you fairly or not, because the criminal justice is unjust as a whole. All right, I committed a crime or whatever, but they sent me to a prison for 2 years with no structure. So it's like, it doesn't even make sense to send me to prison. You get what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't better you.
I mean, most people would say you did something wrong in the United States. When you do something wrong, you go to prison. What doesn't make sense about that?
Because prison is just like sitting you in a room somewhere. What does that do to better you for society? Or what does that do to help you change? Or what does that do? It's almost, to me, jail makes you worse. You becoming like a human animal.
A human animal. He used that imagery in a song this summer. It was released as anti-police brutality protests erupted. The song's called The Bigger Picture, and it became kind of like an anthem for Black Lives Matter. I wasn't cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk, then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. I'm going to read you some of your lyrics. They killing us for no reason, been going on for too long to get even, throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. Is that how you feel about the police?
Yes, ma'am.
That they treated you like an animal?
Yes, ma'am. You don't have a leash on your neck, but you got handcuffs on your wrist. You're not in a dog cage, but you're in a human cage. They feed you when they want to feed you. You eat when they tell you to eat you. It's almost like being a dog.
Did you think that while you were in prison, or did you have to wait until you came out to be able to get to the point of saying they treat us like dogs?
I mean, you think that while you're there. I mean, you get in the treatment every single second, so that's all you can think about. But it doesn't rehabilitate you, though. It will make you not want to do the same thing again, though.
So he didn't. He didn't have any professional music experience, but what he had was connections at a music studio from his days as a dealer. And all those years of writing in his head and rapping in his head, he had skills.
It's so interesting because I feel like people are like, oh, you've only been a rapper for 4 years. And I'm tempted to say, I don't think that's quite right. It sounds like this has pretty much been your life and your passion since you were a kid.
Right. Without even knowing. It's just a passion for, like, you know, just some people love music. But I ain't even never think that I'll be doing the music.
What was the moment when you started to believe you could be a rapper?
The first day I made a song, because once I posted it on my page, I got like a great reaction. So I was like, I'm a rap.
Today, less than 4 years later, Lil Baby has had 47 songs on the Billboard Hot 100. He is tied with Paul McCartney and Prince. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. What is your process like as a musician? Do you write first and then rap?
Well, my process is I get my engineer to play a group of beats. Once I find the vibe, I go in there and just rap off the top of my head. I actually never wrote a rap.
You're just pulling the words out of your mind?
Yes, ma'am. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't even mean any breathing room. Sorry, I told them I can't.
You sound to me like someone who has found a calling. Are you doing everything you want now? Have you made it?
From where I come from, I made it for sure. All the way, hands down. But where I'm trying to go, I ain't got there yet.
Where are you trying to go?
When I get 100 million, then I feel like I made it.
So at the end of the day, you really do want to make money?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, leaving the millions of dollars aside, I wanted to know, after everything he's been through, growing up in poverty, going to prison, this massive commercial success, is it meaningful to him to have one of his songs embraced by the Black Lives Matter movement?
It's meaningful for me, and I'm definitely proud of it because it's like, it's working in a good way for me and for my people. And it let me know that my mind state is not all the way wrong. The way I feel and the way I'm thinking, that's not wrong.
You're saying that when hundreds of thousands of people go out into the street and say the same thing you've been saying, you feel like, yeah, it's not just me.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, sometimes people think like, am I tripping? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe it's me. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life.
It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. That's the rapper Lil Baby talking about his song, The Bigger Picture. His most recent album is called My Turn.